This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live, second hour. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, G-Code, when you go to their website, what you're going to find is you will find holsters, but you're going to find everything. You're going to find chest rigs. You're going to find belts. You're going to find knives. All manner of ways to rig this stuff up. Check them out. This is a one-stop shop. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Obama gave his farewell speech the other night, touting his great accomplishments, as if his audience had been in the Twilight Zone and were unaware of anything that's happened over the last 8 years. Part of his speech: for 240 years, our nation's call to citizenship has given work and purpose to each new generation. It's what led patriots to choose republic over tyranny, pioneers to trek west, slaves to brave that makeshift railroad to freedom. It's what pulled immigrants and refugees across oceans in the Rio Grande. Obama just compared the patriots to the illegal aliens. He continues, it's why GIs gave their lives at Omaha Beach and Iwo Jima, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and why men and women from Selma to Stonewall were prepared to give theirs as well. Obama just compared soldiers who died for their country to people having sex at a gay bar. And still, he continued, if I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, and win marriage equality and secure the right of health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, you might have said our sights were set a little too high. So Islamic nukes, unconstitutional redefinition of marriage, flirting with the dictators of Cuba, driving insurance premiums so high people can't afford it. Is that setting the sights too high? That's more like you're setting the sights on the people of America, isn't it? Still, he goes on. Understand, democracy does not require uniformity. Well, in your case, except in health care and education and environmental regulation and overtime wage laws and putting boys in girls' bathrooms. After he told us that, though, he told us this. Democracy does require a basic sense of solidarity. The idea that all of our outward differences, we are all in this together, that we rise or fall as one. Obama never talked about rising or falling as one when he vilified the police or identified with black crime victims, but never the white ones. And still, he goes on. And this is going to go on through the whole segment. So, after my election, there was talk of a post-racial America. Such a vision, however well-intended, was never realistic, for race remains a potent and often divisive force in our society. You made it more divisive, though, didn't you? And still, he goes, after all, if every economic issue is framed as a struggle between a hardworking white middle class and undeserving minorities, then workers of all shades will be left fighting for scraps. He prefers to frame every economic issue as a struggle between hardworking minorities and an undeserving white middle class. If we decline to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, Well, what about if they look exactly like us but came into the country illegally and demanded our tax dollars? Does that matter? But still, he goes, those brown kids will represent a larger share of America's workforce. Do minorities like being called brown kids? That sounds a little derogatory to me. Have you ever seen anyone call an Hispanic a brown kid, Mr. President, on the way out the door? But he continues on. But stark inequality is also corrosive to our democratic principles. Why? Stark equality is even more corrosive to our democratic principles. To have everyone earn the same money, regardless of talent, regardless of how hard they work, that's totalitarian communism. Wasn't finished yet, though. Too many families in inner cities and rural counties have been left behind. The laid-off factory worker, the waitress and the healthcare worker who struggle to pay the bills, convinced that the game is fixed against them, that their government only serves the interests of the powerful. A recipe for more cynicism and polarization in our politics. That was a jab at Hillary for failing to campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin, I think. He continues, going forward, we must uphold laws against discrimination in hiring and housing and education and the criminal justice system. That's what our Constitution and highest ideals require, but laws alone won't be enough. Well, they certainly were never enough for him. That's why he ignored them so frequently. He said, for white Americans, it means acknowledging that the effects of slavery and Jim Crow didn't suddenly vanish in the 60s, that when minority groups voice discontent, they're not just engaging in reverse racism or practicing political correctness, that when they wage peaceful protests, they're not demanding special treatment. I am probably willing to stand with him in a peaceful protest, although I never see one of those. And when do they ever not demand special treatment? And what exactly happened in Chicago with those four kids the other day? If that is not reverse racism. He continues, how can elected officials rage about deficits when we propose to spend money on preschool for kids, but not when we're cutting taxes for corporations? How did our elected president rage about deficits and talking about raising taxes on individuals, but not when spending money on a useless $1 trillion stimulus? How do we excuse ethical lapses in our own party, but pounce when the other party does the same thing? I don't know. How did Obama excuse all of Clinton's ethical lapses or the work of his minions persecuting and prosecuting conservative groups at the IRS? He says, take the challenge of climate change. In just 8 years, we've halved our dependence on foreign oil, doubled our renewable energy, and led the world to an agreement that has the promise to save this planet. But without bolder action, our children won't have time to debate the existence of climate change. They'll be busy dealing with its effects, environmental disasters, economic disruptions, and waves of climate refugees seeking sanctuary. It's a little concerning for me that for 8 years, the man in charge believed in these things. And he talks like a fanatic, but he doesn't even realize it. That's concerning for me. He says order now is now being challenged first by violent fanatics who claim to speak for Islam, more recently by autocrats in foreign capitals who see free markets, open democracies, and civil society itself as a threat to their power. He actually used the words violent and Islam in the same sentence. Who knew? That's got to be a first. But what's the autocrats? Who's he talking about? Who's he talking about? What it boils down to is that this was this is Obama patting Obama on the back. He said, for the past 8 years, I've worked to put the fight against terrorism on a firm legal footing. That's why we've ended torture, worked to close Gitmo, and reform our laws governing surveillance to protect privacy and civil liberties. That's why I reject discrimination against Muslim Americans. Instead of putting it on firm legal footing, how about a fight against terrorism that protected Americans, and don't worry about the footing, just go out there and be effective. At the rate he's importing Muslims, he'll soon be able to create a caliphate the size of Vermont. That's what he's doing. Exit question. You can name something important after a departing two-term president. What do you think about the Obama name on a prison, a nuclear waste repository, a mosque, a disease, a violent crime, or something else? Email me and let me know. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is truly a one-stop shop. You're getting something that is indestructible and modular to a degree you can't understand. Go check them out. tacticalholsters.com. This farewell speech that he did, this was Obama returning to where it began, to Chicago. There was, of course, an adoring crowd of 14,000 people that wanted to be there, and they braved, well, first of all, they got free tickets, and they braved 6 degrees above zero, very windy in the Windy City, you know, looking against the backdrop of a very famed lakefront. Even Chicago's notorious shooters stayed inside because it was so cold. They suffered only one murder and five shootings that weekend, an exceptionally low number compared to the usually busy Chicago weekend murder spree. That's pretty cold. And, of course, the event was free in the way Chicago government stuff is free. The city paid out a fortune in police overtime to direct traffic and guide and watch the crowds who arrived before the doors opened, although they were asked not to do so. But then again, they're Democratic Obama supporters, so you know what? The rules, well, that's for other people. And while the tickets were free, just one ticket per person was available on a first-come, first-served basis. And so people arrived at Saturday's 8 a.m. ticket pickup as early as 4 a.m., despite a White House announcement earlier this week that no one would be allowed to line it before 6 a.m. Ignoring that, too. First wave of people were able to wait inside, forming a line around the grand ballroom of the South Building that snaked through the West Building, and finally outside, winding around the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Those hoping to snatch a ticket exited cars stuck in traffic and raced through intersections, only to find that the line was so large that they were unsure where it began or ended. The size of the crowd meant that as early as 7 a.m., Chicago police were telling people who hadn't yet arrived to McCormick Place to save themselves from the frigid temperatures as the tickets, for the most part, were spoken for. But not all the tickets were free. For in the true free market capitalist system, which even Democrats honor in the breach when it suits them, several of those waiting in line immediately offered the free tickets for sale on Craigslist and eBay as soon as they grabbed a ticket. Within hours of the 11 a.m. closing, tickets were popping up on the secondary market, including a pair of tickets that were being sold for $10,000 as of 1 p.m. Listed on eBay is two tickets listed on eBay. Buy it now. $10,000. Want to witness history? Question mark. President Obama's final speech to the American people is this Tuesday at 8 p.m. at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. You can be there. Must pick up in Chicago. No shipping. There were warnings about purchasing tickets on the secondary market. They were ignored as well. By Sunday, the advertisements to auction dozens of the elusive tickets had sprouted up in the secondary market websites like eBay and Craigslist, looking for $5,000 apiece. Unclear was whether those tickets were legitimate or could be legally sold. Steve Bernas, the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois president, strongly warned against buying tickets. Whether it's tickets to a Cubs game or the musical Hamilton, there are invariably reports of counterfeit tickets and other hoaxes, he said. Stay away from anyone selling these tickets. You don't know who these people are. It's different buying a couch on Craigslist. You can see the couch. There's no way to verify these tickets. There were no complaints of fraud related to the Obama farewell. As of Sunday, Bernas said, generally people won't know they've been scanned until the ushers stop them at the door. Bernas said it was unlikely police would pursue scalpers. Because they're so busy solving Chicago's murders, less than 30% of them are ever solved. Going after scalpers for an Obama event, that wouldn't be very prudent. And fraudulent or not, after undergoing a thorough security check, all ticket holders were admitted, and except for a few scattered shouts of pardon them now, by supporters of illegal aliens, there were no anti-Obama groups disrupting the progressive celebration. Unlike the Stalinist totalitarian liberals who feel it is their duty and right to disrupt everything they oppose, like the hearings for Jeff Sessions and Rex Tillerson and, you know, all the protests for President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. But Chicagoans will be Chicagoans, and an Obama appearance or not. A few hours prior to the event, and while people were arriving, there was a carjacking and a holdup involving a gun not too far from the venue. Incidentally, Chicago has very strict gun control laws, but surprise, carjackers don't care about gun control laws. It's also a law against carjacking. There you go. Several miles from the Obama Chicago home, police reported two bodies found in the vacant South Side building. Prior to Obama's appearance in another major indignity for Chicago's Democratic-run hometown, Obama's former aide and now mayor asked credit ratings agency to back off ahead of latest round of borrowing. They plan to borrow $1.2 billion, and he's asked a Wall Street debt ratings agency that's been highly critical of Chicago's finances to withdraw its evaluation of city credit worthiness, according to the administration this past Tuesday. The mayor contends that the junk status placed on the city's debt by Moody's Investor Service drives up borrowing costs covered by taxpayers and does not reflect the steps he's taken to fix the city's finances. He wrote to Raymond McDaniel Jr., "It has become increasingly clear that Moody's rating methodology and agenda are far from objective and independent." He asked Moody's to withdraw all of its ratings on City of Chicago debt. Moody's spokesperson, David Jacobson, did not directly answer whether they would do that. They just said they have a process for considering such requests. So, join me, would you? Join me as we say farewell to soon-to-be ex-president Obama. I know that this farewell address won't be your final word, but when you pipe up again, you'll be doing it as just a regular person, a private citizen, an ex-president, to be sure, an important one, to be sure, but you'll still be out of office. And we'll regard you the same way we do Jimmy Carter. Because you obviously are going to sound like a loon, because you sounded like a loon while you were giving your farewell speech. That's what referred to as complete and total disconnect from reality, that speech. That speech was about nothing at all that resembled this world. It was more like the alternative parallel universe. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. When we get back, I'm going to look at some metrosexual self-emasculation, because that's what's happening. These are the people that think they know better than me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah. Quality, indestructibility, a whole lot of things. Check them out today. TacticalHolsters.com. A while back, there was this guy from the New York Daily News named Gersh Kuntzman, which is one of the most unlikely names I've ever heard, but that's his name. He castrated himself with a very dull keyboard after writing a largely fictional account. After he decided to go see for himself what it's like to pull the trigger on an AR-15 rifle. The tale that he wrote, he foolishly tried to pass off as an authentic recounting of his trip to a firing range. You see, Gentle Kirsch, or Gersh, excuse me, it was a liberal pioneer in the fake news movement, and he came under heavy fire from genuine, knowledgeable gun owners for his patently dishonest article and under, you know, a lot of the manly men ridiculed him for his very inadvertent yet very public self-emasculation. I had no idea that this would happen again so soon. Enter Brent Scher over at the Washington Free Beacon. He reports that Think Progress senior editor Ned Reznikoff posted another one of these online orchidectomies on his Facebook page back in November, wherein he describes in almost tremulous tones his onset of phobias upon inviting a plumber, a white male with a southern accent and likely a Trump voter, into his apartment to unclog a drain right after the election. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. He wrote, "This afternoon, had a plumber come over to my apartment to fix a clogged drain. He was a perfectly nice guy and a consummate professional. But he was also a middle-aged white man with a southern accent who seemed unperturbed by this week's news. And while I had him in the apartment, I couldn't stop thinking about whether he voted for Trump, whether he knew my last name is Jewish, and how that knowledge might change the interaction we were having inside my own home. I have no real reason to believe he was a Trump supporter or an anti-Semite, but in my uncertainty, I couldn't shake the sense of potential danger. I was rattled for some time after he left. I'm very privileged insofar as this sense of danger is unfamiliar to me, and I know how I feel is much less acutely than a lot of other people right now. I'm still a straight white guy who can phonetically pass for a Gentile. Plus, my first name is pretty waspy. But today was a reminder that ambiguous social interactions now feel unsafe and unpredictable in a way that they never did before. And even if Trump is gone in 4 years, I don't expect to ever reclaim that feeling of security. That's just one more thing you voted for if you voted for him. You know what? My wife can unclog a drain. My sister can unclog a drain. And if I were to take a little bit of time, I bet you my 3-year-old granddaughter could unclog a drain." I think Nettie's reassurance to himself that he's still a straight white guy who can, you know, phenotypically pass for Gentile is rendered a little bit feeble by the inclusion of that rather tentative "still." And, you know, this all this talk, rather than being concerned about passing for Gentile, perhaps you should be more concerned about passing for a male, a real male. Especially with that revelation that he was still rattled about the other guy as a possible Trump voter after he was long gone. This is... This is decidedly... Listen, you know what? Don't take this the wrong way, but I mean, this is a girly guy. I have never met anybody that I sized up that way and then got scared of. Normally, when I get scared of somebody, what has happened is he says, he's probably looking at me. He may be pounding his fist into his hand. He may be going, "I'm going to kill you." That makes me nervous. Somebody just standing there saying, "Got his clogged drain?" That doesn't make me nervous. The plumber, this poor guy was probably rattled by the suspicion and all of these glances at his white male southern Trump voting plumber's, butt that was sticking out of his pants by a sensitive Semitic phenotype who could easily pass for a flaming Hillary LGBTQ social justice warrior. And I don't even know that. Now, my suspicions about what he's thinking are the same as Ned's suspicions about the guy in the first place. He just came there to unclog his drain. Now, do you see how those profiling suspicions and assumptions can cut both ways? No idea how old young Mr. Reznikov is, although I suspect he may be, dare I say it, a millennial. And I know not all millennials are this way. Thank God. But there's enough of them. This kind of thing you would never have seen. See, I have begun to start watching the older movies now. I mean, I'm going back to the 40s, the 30s. You know, give me Fred Astaire any day. I'm watching that because even, those people in those days faced a whole lot of stuff, and yet they still did the deed. They still did the job. Fred Astaire's screenplay said, "Doesn't look good, can't act, can't sing, can dance." Okay, that was his write-up when he first broke into the movies. And yet, what did he become? And it's not because anybody helped him, because back then they weren't. It wasn't because of the money. Back then, being, you know, the money was better than most things, but it wasn't the kind of money they command today. I look at these because the people that did those movies back then lived in a different era under a different set of rules. They were adult. Okay, they weren't sitting around. I just saw the, I saw that a bunch of actors and actresses got together to sing We Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor's song. Is it Gloria Gaynor? I Will Survive, yeah. Because Trump's about to be inaugurated. These are, you know, some of these people are old enough to not be millennials. And this is the kind of symbolism that Mr. Reznikoff lives with, to where when somebody walks into his general proximity, they got out there and they just, you know, break down into all kind of nervous panic attacks. Because somebody has an accent and says, well, I sound Southern, don't I? Where's that clogged drain that you called me for? You know that it's going to take me about 2 minutes to fix it, and I'm going to make $125 for 2 minutes work. You know that, right? Okay, all right. Point me in that way, Mr. Reznikoff. And off he went. Okay. It just cracks me up. It cracks me up that is prevalent today, and it is prevalent today. I see all of these kids now wearing safety pins. Look, if you want to be a crusader, that's fine. A safety pin is going to stop about as many people as a no guns allowed sign. You may want to protect these groups as you know, whichever group, Muslims, LGBTQ, whatever they are. That's fine, but who's going to protect you? It's not going to be the safety pin. It's not going to be the symbolism. In order to keep that kind of peace, you got to be able to back it up. When we get back, well, you know what? I don't have time for that. We'll be right back.
Ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, a warranty unlike anything else in the industry. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Am I speaking English? Yeah, let's try that. Someday, Bill O'Reilly, who likes to write books, may add to his list of historical books, which include Killing Kennedy and Killing the Rising Sun. He may write the next one called Killing CNN. This would be the chronicle of a vital turning point in American history. The screaming death of a propaganda machine in our politics and possibly the resurgence of some genuine journalism. I do not refer to what you find on the magic box as mainstream media. I refer to them as legacy media, or if you want to, we can call them the Ministry of Propaganda. It's sort of old hat to sit around and be concerned about the bias in the news when we all know it's there, right? It is akin to complaining about the weather, about which we can do nothing. Except along comes Donald Trump, and he proves a different sign. He goes otherwise. If progressives can claim that they can stop global warming, then we may justly claim that Trump can stop the global pollution that the Ministry of Propaganda spews out so continually that many of us have just gotten used to it. In previous years, conservatives were blamed for or ridiculed for blaming the press. We were compared to the student who claimed that the dog ate my homework. Okay. No more of that. This election cycle, the dog did its best and choked to death. While the Russians are blaming for, you know, getting blamed for hacking Hillary, the Ministry of Propaganda was hacking Trump, but not with facts, but with their favorite new thing, fake news. And this time, we got fake news before when we were told by Harry Reid that Mitt Romney had not paid taxes for 10 years. How's that guy still walking around? Nobody ever asked that question, but, you know, he said, hey, well, and he said, and now he says, well, I did what I had to do, because he didn't get elected, did he? So fake news is not new. It just has a name now. And this time, fake news failed. Millions of Americans were and are, still to a degree, frustrated. Very frustrated. Saw through the ruse and rebelled. Instead of their lies deceiving us, the Ministry of Propaganda was totally and completely disavowed. Today, well, the other day, he's taken the fight to places like CNN and by extension to all the other alphabet agencies that have mocked and vilified him while they were openly siding with Hillary Clinton and her crooked cohorts. Instead of the New York Times informing us, it saw its duty to be as being to disinform us, to dissuade us from voting for Trump. But the more mud the Ministry of Propaganda threw toward him, the muddier they themselves became. Yesterday, Trump made it crystal clear to CNN that they have crossed the red line. That's the one that Obama put in the sand, that he dared the Russians to cross in Syria. He's picked it up and placed it in front of CNN. They crossed it, and Obama whimpered. Trump, he doesn't even like having the red line. He's building a wall. And CNN, if they're not lucky, they're going to be closed out of his news conferences. He flatly refused to allow them to exercise the pretense of journalism by refusing to permit them to level questions at him during the press conference. Now, for those who may find themselves uneasy at the possibility of official censorship, remind yourselves that in this particular case, what CNN, the New York Times, and a whole bunch of other people are being censored for is not reporting. They're being censored for lying. They accused Trump of hiring Russian prostitutes to urinate on a hotel bed where Obama had slept, and then at the press conference had the audacity to accuse him of being improper in his refusal to dignify their propaganda with a response. The legacy media made a bet, and when you gamble, you have a chance to win, and you have a chance to lose. Now, after after the 2012 re-election, I guess they took, you know, Obama up to that point, as far as, you know, I looked at gun control as the benchmark. And Obama made no attempts at any gun control from 2009 to 2012. He made none. So then Sandy Hook happens right after his re-election. And then here he comes. And he knocks he's just chocks away with it. He goes at it full bore, all pretense at getting out there and saying, well, you know, we just want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the insane and this, that, and the other. No, we needed to just not have guns. We needed to have gun registries. We needed to have universal background checks. We needed to have all of this stuff. And the media went along with it. Now, up to that point, they had been sort of cruising. Now they just hit the afterburners and off they went. And, you know, we hear, you know, some of the stuff that we hear, like yesterday when I was talking about the WAPO reporter who referred to the 22 long rifle as a high-powered rifle. That's malfeasance. This is not even making the pretense of getting out there and saying, well, is it a high-powered rifle or is it not a high-powered rifle? What are the foot-pounds? What is the kinetic energy? What's the speed? None of that happened. He just got out there and said, well, the Israelis use that sometimes to kill goats. So I think it must be high-powered if it's in the military. Okay. That was the extent of the of the research on that guy's part. Lying means that at a certain point, or crying wolf, or whatever you want to call it, at a certain point when people become accustomed to the idea that you are lying to them, that means when that happens, then they stop listening to you. And they consider everything that you say, if you get out there and say, well, it's morning time, right after the sun comes over the horizon, they're going to question that. Because you've earned that. You've earned that distrust. So, there you have it. I used CNN in that because, well, CNN is a nice representation. I'm using CNN the way they use Trump when they're talking about me and you. Okay? The way they talk, when they talk about Trump, they're talking about me and you. I'm using CNN to represent the entirety of legacy media, the Ministry of Propaganda. Very happy that America stopped listening to it. Although there's still parts of America that still listens. Right now in South Carolina, we've got they're behind the curve on this because they've already talked about doing this elsewhere. They're trying to get rid of the 62 grain green tip AR or 5.56223 ammo, which has already been tried. You know, the ATF tried it and they didn't get anywhere with it. And you know, I tried to explain to the person that brought it to my attention that they're in South Carolina. They call for an assault weapons ban every year. They call for this. They call for that. And none of it ever gets anywhere. And he comes back at me with, you shouldn't make assumptions. Okay. Well, you know more than me, pal. Move on. If you already made up your mind, why'd you ask me? For those of you that still believe everything you see, you shouldn't. That's all I'm going to say. You shouldn't believe everything you see. I told you. Back in April, back in May, it was going to be Trump. It was Trump. And this is not rocket science. This is not rocket science. But coming up is going to be the third hour. When we get back, California, they're not really going to secede. And if they did, that'd be worse than falling into the ocean. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.